Hello, welcome to TCJ Talkies. This is the podcast hosted by me, Mike Dawson, and it lives on the Comics Journal. And on this podcast, I bring on other cartoonists to talk about books written by even other cartoonists, like a book club. This episode, I'm bringing on the cartoonist Julia Wirtz, who's a very well-known autobiographical cartoonist for her books The Fart Party, Volumes 1 and 2, The Infinite Wait, and Drinking at the Movies, as well as a bunch of online comics that are really great. And she's coming on to talk to me about two books. Roz Chast's new memoir, published by Bloomsbury USA, or just Bloomsbury, called Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant, which is a autobiographical story about her parents, her elderly parents, growing old and dying. And Joe Matt's book Spent, which was published, I think, in 2007 by Drawn Quarterly, and is also a huge downer. Also, kind of a divisive book. A lot of people, I'm not sure, I get the impression people, I love this book. I've always sort of liked it. I always, when I say in the interview, I sort of feel it's the last word on sad sack male cartoonist masturbation comics. Like, literally the last word on it and best word on it. Takes you as far down to the darknesses that sort of path naturally leads you towards. There's something I wanted to mention in the conversation with Julia. I forgot to bring it up. But I do love how essentially the book just grinds to a phoned in halt. It feels, I thought this at the time, and Julia and I talk about this, like it just sort of feels like it just stopped. As far as I know, Joe Matt never drew any other comics, or if he has, they've not been published. And the book ends with a cat shitting on him. And that's the end. That's the end of Joe Matt's cartooning career for now. So I enjoy the conversation. We relate the two books together, talk about autobiography and all sorts of stuff. It was a lot of fun. So thank you, Julia, for coming on. Let's get to the interview. Although, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Mike_Dawes. And also, if you're on Tumblr, follow me on Tumblr at MikeDawson.com. It's Tumblr.com. It's three W's. Anyway, here's a conversation with Julia.
So we've established that I have a rudimentary understanding of the books, and I don't listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the show. So glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me. I'm sure you regret it already.
So the first thing, we're talking about two books. It's happening now. The show is happening now, just so you...
Okay, I'm ready.
Tell from the change of tone of my voice, but okay.
Two octaves.
I wrote down the note. So we're going to talk about two books, which this podcast that I'm very, very gradually getting momentum going on. So far, I've had one guest on just to talk about one book for an entire episode. But this time I have Julia Wirtz joining me here in TCJ Talkies, living room. and we're going to talk about Roz Chast's Can We Talk About Something More Pleasant? And Joe Matt's Spent. So welcome, Julia. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And you actually requested the Roz Chast book, right?
I did, mostly because I wanted to feel like I had a justified reason for paying full price for it.
Okay.
Yeah. But also because I love her. But that too. I wanted to buy it, but I didn't want to. I needed a reason.
Okay. So it was fortuitous that I got in touch and gave you a reason to read the book.
Yeah. I got write off on my taxes. I said as if I pay my taxes.
The IRS is known to listen to my show, so you should be careful. What did you think? Maybe what we should do is just describe the book a little bit. Do you want to go
ahead? Do you want me to do that, or do you want to do that?
You can go ahead and sort of start, and then I'll probably interrupt.
Right, so it's her dealing with her two elderly parents living almost to 100, and then, you know, the process of putting them in a retirement home? Is that what they're calling them?
Yeah, she moves her parents into, like, an assisted living home, retirement home.
Right, it's basically, you know, the timeline of them being old and falling to decrepitude and then eventually dying, which is not a spoiler alert or anything, that's literally what it is, so it's. Yeah, I mean, it's just basically her taking care of her parents and then them dying and then all the other stuff that she's kind of thinking around that situation during that time.
Do you think of this as a